Welcome to the Fantasy Football Foursome. The Foursome answer your questions about players to pick up, players to drop, weekly matchups, injury reports, and current trends in fantasy football. Now, here's the host of the Fantasy Football Foursome, John Jennings.
Good Saturday morning. It is a week 14 already of the NFL season, and it's time for the Fantasy Football Foursome. This show comes to you every single week by these great sponsors. That's the United States Marine Corps, West Central Trophies, Rough Swings and Sports Bar, and ACC Midwest Transportation. Four of us on today. I'm going to go clockwise on my screen. I'm going to start with you, Lyle.
Lyle Dickman this morning in Litchfield, Minnesota. So thankful for that Jacksonville Jaguar defense, giving me a second chance to get this number one seed in the Loon League.
Justin.
Justin Admire, I myself, along with John and Lyle, we're all in the same division in the Loon League. And I have a chance to get the same record as Lyle to end the year, but he'll still win the division because he's got me on points. But all that matters is, like everyone else on the show today, I am in the playoffs for the Loon League. I have a chance for a three-peat, boys.
Jack.
Yeah, I gotta echo Lyle there and say thank you very much, Jacksonville Jaguar defense. Just to let everybody know, there's a two-way tie at 7-6 in our Headbangers division. I had a 132-132 tie, and the other player only had the Jaguar defense. They went -2 to give me the win to keep me in the playoffs, baby. -2 with overtime on Monday Night Football to make the playoffs. It doesn't get better than that. Very excited this year for the Loon League. We may have everyone on the show in the playoffs, and I don't even know if that's happened ever.
Yeah, I don't know if it has either. I clinched last week, and I'd like to send out a big thank you to a big listener of the show, Jamar Chase, for grabbing me about 26 points so that I could overcome. I needed all of it.
Thank the guy that gave you Jamar Chase.
I should do that. Mr. Browning, who is looking like an actual waiver wire. Well, we can talk about that in the waiver wire segment. Holy smokes. It is backup quarterback frenzy. Anyway, for the next hour, we're going to be talking about everything in the world of fantasy football. We want to help you win your league. And if you have any questions for us, go to that Central Tire and Auto Loon text line. It's 320-235-9094. Send us a text on there, and we will do our best to help you out. Time for the ACC Midwest Transportation Injury Report. We'll get to the reason for those chuckles here in a second. These guys are all questionable for this week, and that includes Trevor Lawrence, because they haven't, at this time, I still haven't heard anything, but let's assume he's not going to play, and it'll be C.J. Beathard time. Derek Carr with a concussion, scary, because he has had a lot of concussions over the years. But more than likely, he is out. Jameis Winston will be in. DTR from the Browns, concussion as well. I think we're going to see another dose of Joe Flacco. Zach Charbonnet on the injury report with a knee injury. Don't know what is going to happen there between him and Walker. Amari Cooper with a concussion, banged up. Puka Nacua, the toughest man in the NFL, shoulder injury. Christian Watson with a hamstring. I think he will be out. Dallas Goedert showing back up as he might be in for this week. Keep an eye on tomorrow's injury report. And Dalton Schultz with a hamstring. These guys are out for sure. That includes Jonathan Taylor, Tank Dell. That is such a shame. Season-ending ankle injury for Tank Dell. And Darren Waller, who showed up as coming off IR, I more than likely is going to be out for this week. Derrick Henry. They called it a concussion. He was never evaluated for a concussion. He should be in this week. And the one I'm getting to, and I don't mean to giggle because, ouch, Christian Kirk. Not sure if you guys heard about this, but they're calling it testicular torsion. That's a new one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've actually heard of that.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It's not. And judging by your faces and probably mine, we can all feel that right now.
Oh.
We'll assume that Mr. Kirk might be taking a little R&R time, at least for this week. Fellas, we are at the three-quarter point. We are at playoff time almost. I want to know who your MVP is, and I don't care if it's the NFL MVP, a fantasy MVP, a draft MVP. Got a couple minutes. Let's talk about it, Lyle.
I think probably the easiest one would be Raheem Mostert, just because he ended up being, I think, number two running back And I don't think expectations were super lofty. I think LeBron ended up getting him maybe at round five, something like that. So I have Mostert's right up there. And if I had to pick a second, I'd go CJ Stroud just because he's quarterback four. And I don't think anybody was thinking he was going to be anywhere near a top 12 quarterback when they were picking him up to be a backup, probably.
In the Loon League, Lyle, I took him in the last round and then traded him to Klinghagen for Mike Williams. Good job, me. Justin, MVP this year.
Well, I'm going to go with MVP for the NFL since I agree with Lyle on the two names he said. They're kind of the two names that popped to the top of my head. NFL-wise this season, I think you have to go with Tyreek Hill. I mean, it's just unprecedented what he's doing week in and week out. Fantasy football-wise, definitely the MVP because most people got him after the middle of the first round, late second round. So I'm going to go with old Tyreek Hill, who's just setting the NFL on fire this year.
They're comparing Tyreek Hill's season to Calvin Johnson, and it's not even close on how much yardage Tyreek Hill is getting on how few of he's running so many less routes than Calvin Johnson, and he's not playing in fourth quarters a lot. Jack, MVP this year.
Well, fantasy MVP is going to be Tyreek Hill. I had him in every league that I've had, including in the Loon League. The dude's outscored the next wide receiver by 60 points in the Loon League. I mean, I've never seen a separation like that. That's bigger than the separation between the tight ends, which is usually pretty huge. But here's your list, John. You ready? C.J. Stroud, Sam Howell, Justin Herbert, Brock Purdy. You know why they're MVPs? Because every one of them has more fantasy points than Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
So those four quarterbacks in the fantasy space are definitely good. And in the NFL, I love Tyreek Hill getting it. I'd like to see Brock Purdy's name thrown out there. I know he's surrounded by a lot of weapons and a great play caller and coach and Kyle Shanahan, but I'd love to see Purdy get some recognition for what he's been able to do.
Yeah, I think he will. I do. Although I'm the last non-quarterback to win it, Adrian Peterson for a 10-6 Vikings team.
Well.
And so Tyreek Hill should get some love, but I'm with you on the Purdy deal. All right, we're going to come back and talk daily fantasy strategy for week 14. It's a fantasy football foursome on the Loon. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. If you miss any part of today's show, it's 941theloon.com. Go find the Fantasy Football Foursome tab, and then you can listen to whatever you miss. We make it easy. Go grab that free Loon app, too, while you're at it. Time to talk daily fantasy for week 14. Week, W-E-A-K, I think, is more like it for this week. But anyway, let's talk about quarterbacks. Lyle, what do you got?
I'm going to go Jordan Love this week. $6,100. They get the Giants. Packers get the Giants. I know there's injuries concerns with some of the receivers with the Packers. But Love has put up 23-plus fantasy points the last 3 weeks. He's actually close to 20 for the season. That's a triple up right there at 6,100. So, Jordan Love, get him in there.
Justin, quarterbacks.
So, paying attention to the weather and the wind and the rain that almost every game is going to have. I can't believe I'm saying this. I am going to go with Russell Wilson this week. Mm-hmm. 5,800, great matchup with the Chargers. And it's an affordable pairing or stack if you want to grab, you know, his clear number one receiver as well. But we'll get to that. I also, if the weather holds, I like Gardner Minshew this week as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's a gut. The cost is good, but I like the matchup. And Minshew, every three or four games, he'll throw three, four touchdowns, maybe run one in. He just has a game like that. So I think this will be the week for Gardner Minshew as well.
Jack.
Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited. All right, I'm going to save you $600 more and go with a little Jake Browning. Indy at Cincy. Hey, look, the kid looked good. I mean, he's got something going on there, and he still has a plethora of talent around him. I've got a couple of Cincinnati cast members on stage this week, so stay tuned for some high-dollar spins and some cheap getaways.
On my sheet, my number one quarterback to pick is Jake Browning. But being you said that, Jack, another play that might save you some more money. I chatted him up a little bit last week. I didn't play him. Klinghagen played him. Joe Flacco, $4,700 against Jacksonville. Hey, if you got to spend to me, I'll get into some strategy, other strategy this week, but I am looking for low value, high ceiling guys. Joe Flacco looked pretty good. He's got that old man thing cooking. He actually looks like a quarterback, as something that Cleveland hasn't seen in a long time. Running backs, Justin, what do you got?
Well, let's just not forget, for Jake Browning, we said all these same things about, you guessed it, Will Levis after his debut, amazing game, set the world on fire. Lyle went and picked him up immediately, quarterback of the future, going to ride him to a championship. And we all know how that worked out. So it's daily play. Listen, I'll take a shot on Browning. I mean, the accuracy thing, 32 of 36 or game whatever craziness he had. That's tough to do, right? But he doesn't have a strong arm. That's been his problem, and Indy might figure that out, and you don't really have to cover too deep. Anyway, okay, running backs. I'm going with the Cincinnati running back, coincidentally, Joe Mixon. Love the matchup. I don't like – he isn't getting a ton of yards and a ton of receptions. I went and really kind of looked at his numbers, but he's getting in the end zone every single week. This is a great matchup for that. I think the yards are coming. I'm going to go with Joe Mixon. He's only $6,100. Great matchup, though, against Indianapolis, and it's at home. And he's been hot. He's on a bit of a heater right now.
Jack, what do you got?
Yep, same thing. I got Mixon, and I'm also going with Ford from Cleveland, so I'm just making it an Ohio running back kind of a week. 6,100 and 5,500 respectively, averaging 13 to 15 points. And I just, the way I see the game script going, I mean, in Indy, Joe Mixon's a no-brainer, but if Cleveland wants a chance, I think, to win this game, they're going to have to hand the ball to Ford 15 times, and they're going to have to pass it to him a few as well.
Wow.
Yeah, I like the Mixon call. I like the Bengals a lot in any fantasy setup this week, actually. I'm going to go Alexander Mattison. I know it's been a roller coaster with him. Turnovers, ineffective play, but Vegas is pretty poor against the run. Mattison hasn't found the end zone. I think I'm just calling basically a Mattison touchdown. It's just inevitability if you get 12, 15 touches a week. Eventually, he finds the end zone. And he's at 55, by the way.
Even in week 14, we're going to keep saying it's inevitable.
It is. It is inevitable.
He's been getting that for like, he's got one touchdown, doesn't he?
10, 11 weeks out of the 13.
I'm going to throw out the names. Javonte Williams against the Chargers, $5,800. His snap share, his carries, they just keep kind of going up, keep kind of climbing up. And
his points don't.
What's that?
His points don't.
I know. But I think he's a safe play at $5,800. I think he's a high ceiling guy. And another guy who just keeps getting it done is Rashad White. I know that's a little Captain Obvious play against Jack's Falcons, but the guy is quietly an RB, like an upper half RB1 with the amount of volume he's getting in fantasy. I like him at $6,800. He might be the first guy I plug in for all my lineups. How about wide receivers? Let's kick it off, Jack.
Yes, I'll give you my two. I'm going to go into the Cincinnati pool one more time. I got three Bengals in the lineup this week, and I'm going to go with Jamir Chase. I just think it's inevitable. Him and Browning are going to have to connect quite a bit. And then, I don't know if anyone heard the news, but in New York with the Jets, Zach Wilson is back, baby. They're about to be world beaters, John. But here's one thing that happens when Zach Wilson takes the field. Garrett Wilson has better games by a lot. So for $5,500, one of the most talented wide receivers in the NFL, getting his boy back to prove a point home game against another rookie quarterback and a great flock of wide receivers in Houston. It's in New York. $5,500 for Wilson. I'm putting him in every lineup.
Sounds good, Lyle.
I'm going to go Brandon Cooks as a mid-level kind of play. $5,000 gets that bad Philly defense. He's actually found the end zone 5 of the last 8 weeks, too. So you're riding a hot player who's still at a moderate price. And then for my stack, I liked Jordan Love at quarterback. I'm going to play Dontavian Wicks, $3,800 against the Giants, knowing that Christian Watson probably isn't going to play. And he looks like he's a solid bet for 4 or 5 catches this week. Hopefully he finds the end zone.
Justin.
All right, well, I'm done messing around. I'm starting my lineup with Tyreek Hill. Make sure he's in there, right? Got to make sure we get that out there at wide receiver. I talked about Cortland Sutton stacking in with Wilson, $6,100. The Chargers are terrible against all offensive positions. And then I also really like DJ Moore this week for the Bears against that bad Detroit defense. that is really what's holding them back from being a legit team that anyone's worried about in the playoffs.
Well, for this week, for me, a lot of times people ask the question, is it a three running back week or is it a three pass catcher week for DraftKings? And in my opinion, it is certainly a three running back week because of backup quarterbacks and weather problems. So I'm trying to save a little money at wide receiver where I am not expecting a whole lot. If I was going to spend a lot of money, it'd be Keenan Allen. If I'm not going to spend a whole lot of money, I'm going to look at guys like Rashee Rice against Buffalo in what could very well be a shootout. Drake London at $4,600. Maybe there's something there. Elijah Moore at $4,500. I love Elijah Moore. He got 12 targets last week. He's Flacco's guy. Rashad Bateman, $3,200. I'm taking chances on guys like this because I want McCaffrey for sure this week, and Kyren Williams and high guys in the main slate. Maybe even some Zay Jones at $3,700. How about we roll on to tight ends, Lyle?
You know, Jake Ferguson, try to save a few bucks, $4,400. Again, that Philly D, they've just been getting carved up all year, and the target volume for Ferguson really hasn't dropped. I know he had a bad week 2 weeks ago, but he rebounded nicely in week 13. I expect Ferguson to produce at $4,400.
Justin?
Well, Ferguson was my guy as well, but if you want to go cheaper, this is really random. But I'll roll the dice on some Tyler Kraft. I think it's Tyler, right? I don't even know the guy's first name, but I'm pretty sure it's Tyler. Kraft for the Green Bay Packers at tight end, only $3,000 against the old New York Giants.
Tyler, is it Tucker?
Tucker.
There we go.
I knew I had it wrong.
It's all right. Jack.
So Detroit coming into Chicago. Chicago not playing for anything. Detroit is... I like to find really good players on opposing teams. It seems like the other teams, equal position players will step up. I'm going Cole Kmet, $4,300. Detroit is 20th against tight ends. Justin Fields is back. The run game's banged up. The Detroit secondary against receivers is a little better. So I think if Justin Fields is going to be able to keep pace with the Detroit team that can put up 21 points in the first 7 minutes, like they did against New Orleans, he's going to have to bring his tight end, probably all of his catching weapons in. And I think Cole Kmet sees the end zone maybe twice, but if the over-under was one, I'd take the over.
Cole Kmet, the seventh ranked tight end in fantasy football, very quietly. I'll throw out some value plays for you, and that would start with Brevin Jordan in Houston. I think he's going to get the start again this week. Isaiah Likely coming back off the bye at $3,500. My high-dollar play, if I had to make one, would be Dave Njoku. And by high-dollar, I mean $4,100. Not seeing a whole lot along. Again, pass catchers, I'm a little scared this week. Let's roll through defenses fast, if we can. Justin.
I'm going to go with the Chicago Bears playing Detroit at home. The Bears defense played pretty well the last 3 weeks, $2,400.
Jack.
Atlanta, baby. Tampa Bay coming in. Baker Mayfield's going to throw some interceptions out there. And just want to say, if you listen to the dollars in my lineup, I was able to get Alvin Kamara in the flex, which I love.
Scary with Jameis, Jack. Lyle.
Higher end, Miami. Their defense has been on a roll here the last 3-4 weeks. They're at 3,400. Or save a few bucks, Jack's Atlanta Falcons. They're heating up on defense, and they get Tampa. It turns it over a little bit.
I'm not screwing around. Browns against Jacksonville and C.J. Beathard, $3,000. I think that's a lot of value for what you could
John,
be getting
it's
there.
It's pronounced Beathard.
Beathard. I forgot about
that.
I
don't want to hear you mispronounce it again.
Right on. All right. We're going to come back and talk waiver wires with the United States Marine Corps Waiver Wire Warriors. It's a fantasy football foursome on the Loon. We're back on the Fantasy Football Foursome Week 14 edition, and time for the United States Marine Corps Waiver Wire Warriors. Also, a reminder, we can help you out in any way, shape, or form. Hit that Central Tire and Auto text line, 320-235-9094. Let's talk about quarterbacks. Lyle, what do you got?
Well, Jake Browning is actually someone I'm going to probably have to play this week. So I picked him up last week, but didn't play him to get his wonderful 30-point Monday night game. He's available in looks like about 75% of leagues, and I just trust that he's going to have one more at least solid outing maybe before the wheels fall off.
Justin.
Yeah, we're basically talking about a whole bunch of backups, yep. right, for injured guys and everything else this week. I'm going to stick with my daily play guy that I mentioned. I'm going to go Gardner Minshew. Again, we're talking buys, injuries, everything else. Okay, you're not starting Gardner Minshew or any of these guys we say over somebody you've been playing most of the year. But if you have to get a guy in your lineup, Gardner Minshew is available in 85% of leagues. It's a good matchup with Cincinnati, and Gardner does run the ball a little bit. He's had rushing touchdowns throughout his career, so I'm going to roll the dice on Gardner.
He's just been a good quarterback wherever he goes. Jack.
John, I'm going to give you a mature pocket passer that just went for 254 and two with one interception, 16 fantasy points. It's good old footsteps, Flacco. Listen. I picked him up because I have Brock Purdy starting, and just in case I want to have a backup quarterback that can get me a 10-point floor. Gardner Minshew has the most upside. Jake Browning's right in the middle. Those were my two guys also. So if you need 10 points to get into the playoffs and you don't have time to stress about it, you throw in Joe Flacco and you're good to go. No doubt he's going to get you the 10 points. Jake Browning may get 5. He may get 25. Minshew may get 12. He may get 45. But Joe Flacco is going to get you 10, 12 fantasy points this week, and that is a Harding guarantee. You can take that to the bank.
Yeah, I agree. And Matt Stafford is kind of the same way, available in 66% of leagues. At the true gambler play here, and we were talking about it off air, that Derek Carr is practicing this week. But you want to be a gambler. My man Jameis Winston is out there. In fact, he is starting in another league right now for me, so I'm going to have to keep a close eye on what is going on with the New Orleans Saints situation. Five interceptions. Jack brought that up. 5 interceptions and still beat Carolina. He could do it. He probably will do it if he plays. We'll see. How about running backs, Justin?
Okay, I've actually put quite a bit of thought into this. I'm going to go with Keaton Mitchell for the Baltimore Ravens playing against the Rams. He's available in 70, 80, 60. I like to throw 17 different numbers out there. He's available in about 66% of leagues, so you can likely get him. Baltimore doesn't have a number one receiver for Lamar Jackson, right? They had a great tight end that could cover down on that in Mark Andrews, but Zay Flowers just isn't a true alpha number one receiver. Odell Beckham can't stay healthy. And Rashad Bateman has 17 different ailments and problems and just never is going to be anything. Yep. But Keaton Mitchell's got juice. And you get him the ball in space, it's an offensive threat. So I like Keaton Mitchell this week against the Rams.
Jack, what do you got?
Well, I tell you, I love that I get to go second on running backs, because when you're the third one to go on these, it's like, man, people keep snatching your people, right? But I'm going to give you Roschon Johnson, Chicago running back, right now available in 70% of leagues. I talked a little bit about Chicago in the daily play as well, but listen, he had 5 targets, 5 receptions, 40 yards, plus some rushing yards to go with it last week. Chicago, they've got the number one draft pick locked up essentially with Carolina. I think now they're all fighting for jobs. And I think Roschon Johnson's going to have a pretty good next couple of weeks, and they've got some soft matchups coming. So again, crap weather, all of those things added in, Roschon Johnson.
Lyle.
Damian Pierce is available in 30% leagues, and he did get 15 carries and a touchdown last week. So maybe if he's still hanging around on your waiver wire, go grab him up. But I know we were talking off air about just in general, just make sure you're picking up backup. So Tajay Spears, Rico Dowdle, Elijah Mitchell for sure for CMC. I mean, clear-cut guys that you know are going to get the workload if an injury does occur to a lead running back.
Yeah. I'll throw out 2 more names. These guys hit them all. Kenneth Walker is hurt. Zach Charbonnet is banged up. Not 100% certain either one of those guys are going to go. And the volume play then is DJ Dallas. If that happens, DJ Dallas is out there in 99% of leagues. And if you've got space on your squad, Antonio Gibson is available in 55%. And Brian Robinson is hurt with a hamstring injury, and Antonio Gibson is out there. And again, it'll just be a volume play. You'll get a number one, or you'll get a running back who will be starting for sure. Wide receivers, Jack.
Yeah, so this is one that I've mentioned in the past, but I traded Tank Dell and stuff, and I'm sorry that the dude got injured. He's having a great year, but I had Noah Brown also, and I think it's time for him to step up. He's available in just over 50% of leagues right now. Now, the Jets defense, secondary, Sauce Gardner, all that good stuff. But Noah Brown should start getting more looks. I think he should be owned as a potential wide receiver. One, this guy was balling out before he got injured with C.J. Stroud. And as the Texans make their final push, they're going to have to bring him back into the game.
Lyle, excuse me.
I'm going to go Jaden Reed for the Green Bay Packers. He's really kind of, I think, got a chance to emerge with Christian Watson out. I think he's going to be out anyway this week. And the target volume has been there. He's getting 6-7 targets a game now. I expect that to go up if Watson's out.
Justin.
It looks like Amari Cooper is probably not going to play in Cleveland. The weather's not going to be great. It doesn't look like a ton of wind, though. So I'm going to go with Elijah Moore, who's been a bit of a target monster here for about 3 weeks straight. You know, his last three games, four games, seven targets, nine targets, 12 targets last week. I'll take the volume on a guy I can pick up. He's available in 70% of leagues.
Yeah, I put him in the Loon League. I'm just decimated by injuries in that league. But you do what you have to. The only other guy I see that I would consider is Jonathan Mingo from Carolina. He's coming around a little bit. He 13 points last week, 10 points the week before, and he's kind of one of these rookies that is kind of starting to figure it out. And yeah, it's Bryce Young targets, but I'll take 13 points out of a flex any day of the week. Tight ends, Lyle.
Well, I've had to pick up Brevin Jordan, hoping that the other tight end doesn't play this week. He did get a touchdown last week. I'm trying to ride it out with McBride on the bye. So Brevin Jordan, I'm just hoping for a one-week plug and play with him.
So Lyle, I looked him up. In fact, I was going to add him off air while we were waiting through the commercial break, and he's projected for 1 point, which tells me he may not be who is it? Dalton Schultz. That Dalton Schultz might be starting. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. Otherwise, I like Jordan as well. Justin.
I'm going to go with Cade Otton for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Atlanta has really struggled against any and all tight ends this season, to be honest. And he is available in 72% of leagues. Atlanta is 28th against tight end. And it's pretty consistent throughout the season.
Jack.
Yeah, so when waiver wires open up, unless you can go back in time, when they open up next week, you're going to want to grab Hunter Henry because he just looked really good, and him and Zappy kind of had something going. But here comes a long shot, John, available in 95.5% of leagues. We're going to go Tanner Hudson with the Bengals, and I'll tell you why. He's not seen the end zone here, so I've got five games of stats. 7, 5, 8, 9, 8 are his fantasy points. He's been targeted at least four times in each game. He's only not caught the ball three times when it's thrown his way. So, you know, he's got Indy, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Kansas City coming up. I think that Cincy is still going to be trying to fight. And I think that what do we say? Beat hard. Or no, they got Browning. I'm sorry. Browning's going to keep lobbing the ball up. And I think Tanner Hudson's productivity is going to increase a little. If you need a tight end to get you through, he can do it.
I have to, unfortunately, start Chig Okonkwo in one of my leagues. The guy can't catch, but they keep throwing him the ball, so maybe he's working on catching. But Isaiah Likely is still out there in 63% of leagues. Are you kidding me? I mean, yeah, he got 8 points for you. You maybe hope for more, but again, I'll take 8 points out of a tight end all day long. Let's run through defenses. Go ahead, Justin.
The Bears. Same defense I had for daily play, and you can definitely pick them up. They're only available. I mean, if you're a little late to the party, you have a 97% chance of being able to get them off your waiver wire right now. So drop what you're doing, get off the radio, pull over, and get in there and pick up that Bears defense right now.
Drop what you're doing. That was the Humpty Dance, if I remember right.
It was. Thank you for picking that up.
Thank Drop you. What you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the lyrics of the South that you used
Attaboy,
to.
Attaboy, Jack. Give me a defense.
More like ruin your fantasy lineup, probably. But
we're ruining your speakers with great singing. Go ahead, Jack.
I just ruined your road trip. All right, hey, I'm going to give you the Colts. Talked a little bit about them, I think, off air with the fellas. But right now they're ranked 8th in our league. They've scored 17, 13, 14, 28 fantasy points. They've got Cincy, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, and Vegas in their next four games. So you're talking backup quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, Atlanta, who might not score more than 10 points in a game, and then, you know, Aiden O'Connell in Vegas, where they're coming to Indy. I think Indy's got something going on, and I think that defense is startable every week from here on out, available in 70% of leagues, but not in the Loon League, because I grabbed them.
Yeah, rough start for that secondary, but boy, have they pulled it together. Lyle, defenses.
Yeah, Jack did the research. Indy's a good call. Here's a couple. Texans, they get Jets, Tennessee, Cleveland, Tennessee, and Falcons, again, Tampa Bay, Carolina, Indianapolis, and Chicago. Those are two of them, two defenses you can get for their 40% available, 50% available, and for 4 weeks, you might be able to trot them out on the field.
I never would have guessed I would have said this, but the Chargers, if it's a one-week deep league situation, available in 78% of leagues. They got you 14 points last week if for some reason you started them. And they've got Denver this week at home, and then the Raiders in week 15. After that, it's Buffalo. You certainly aren't going to want to trot them out for that. But first and foremost, my choice would be the Colts. We're going to come back in time for Trench'em and Bench'em. Week 14 of the fantasy football season. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Football Foursome. All right, time for Trench'em and Bench'em on the Fantasy Football Foursome. We can help you out in any way. It's the Central Tire and Auto text line, 320-235-9094. First up out of the gates, well, we've got two byes this week, Arizona and Washington. So the noon games kick off like so. I've got the Los Angeles Rams taking on the Baltimore Ravens. The Rams, oh, Cooper Kupp, what do you do with this guy? You got to start Cooper Kupp because he's Cooper Kupp, but man, other than that, I just don't have anything good to say. He is still a little banged up, so I don't know what's going on with Cooper Kupp. Puka Nacua is banged up as well, but you got to run him out there as a flex if he is going to go. Again, keep your eyes open tomorrow morning for the injury report. I'm not huge on Matt Stafford this week unless you've got real quarterback problems or you're in a two quarterback league. Fine. Kyren Williams, though, is a running back one all day long. Over to the Baltimore Ravens. A little different story, but some of the same. Lamar Jackson, of course, you're trotting him out there. I like Keaton Mitchell as a flex this week. Justin highlighted him when we were talking earlier because the wide receiving core, I don't know. Zay Flowers is maybe a wide receiver too, maybe a flex. Bateman, I don't have a ton of confidence in him. And Odell Beckham has kind of turned into this third guy who maybe we've got some plays put together for him, and that's it. I'm not starting Odell Beckham this week. I do like Isaiah Likely if you have to start a tight end this week, and that is it. There will definitely be rain in Baltimore, and Baltimore is favored by 7.5 points in what could also be a windy game. Jack, Tampa Bay and your Falcons.
A game where we take weather out of the equation. Mike Evans, wide receiver one. Consider him for daily, too. The guy's just a beast. Rashid White, he's an RB1 this week, I think. RB2 maybe, but he's been getting the looks. Baker Mayfield, you know, QBs are hard to come by right now. He's playing indoors. He's got Mike Evans. I think you got to start Baker Mayfield if he's on your roster. Count on 15 points out of him. Godwin is a WR2 or maybe a sexy flexi. That Buccaneers defense is a safe bet. And I agree on the Kate Otten pickup call that JJ had during waiver wire, but I'll tell you this, Kate Otten got me 0 points on over 30 routes last week. I'm not playing that guy no matter what. I just can't risk it this close to the fantasy playoffs. On to the Atlanta side of the ball. Obviously, we're going to start Bijan Robinson. He's going to be in there as an RB1. Derek Ritter, I think you could safely put him on the bench and not worry about it. Drake London, I'm going to put him in as a WR2, and he's borderline WR1. He's had some really good games. I think this is going to be a good game for him. I like him in daily play for sure. Kyle Pitts, the other tight end, Jonnu Smith, they've not been consistent enough for this point of the fantasy playoffs. I think you can go with a guy that's going to get you 5 points for sure versus a guy that may get you zero. And then lastly, that Falcons defense, definitely putting them in the trenches. So, should be a good game. I like these divisional matchups. I like Atlanta to win the game and to lock up the NFC South sooner than later.
Atlanta favored by 1.5. Lyle, Detroit, Chicago.
Yeah, Detroit Lions just keep rolling up to 9-3, and there's lots of fantasy value out there because it starts with Jared Goff. He's quarterback 12 for the year, and with all the injuries and a couple bye weeks here, you've got to be putting Jared Goff in the trenches this week. Amon-Ra St. Brown, a must start. He's 12 plus fantasy points every single week. So maybe besides Tyreek Hill, maybe the most consistent fantasy performer at the receiver position. And then you get the two-headed monster, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Robinson. Robinson's had the better of the fantasy weeks the last two, but I think Gibbs has more upside. They're definitely both in the trenches. Same with Sam Laporta, who's up to, I think, tight end number three for the season in PPR setups, so you're trenching him. I know Jameson Williams got a touchdown last week. I think that's where I draw the line. I think I still have to see a little more from him before I put him in my lineup. As for the Bears, I think you just get the three obvious plays. You got Justin Fields at quarterback. I think he's definitely a top 10 option. DJ Moore, probably a solid enough, wide receiver two. And I like Cole Kmet and tight end mandatory. I think John brought up the fact that he's tight end seven overall for the year. If you're in deeper leagues, I think the only one I would touch maybe as a flex is Roshan Johnson out of the running back room. He had 15 touches against the Vikings. I think he turned it into 12 points. But I'm not going to put Khalil Herbert or Dante Foreman in my lineup this week.
David Montgomery revenge game. Detroit favored by 3. Justin, Indianapolis, Cincinnati.
All right. The obvious start for Indy is Michael Pittman Jr. You're probably going to have to play Zach Moss as well at running back. If you have injuries, it's a pretty good matchup. But Moss is real roller coaster, right? He's got big peaks and big valleys and not a lot in between. But he's a running back that's going to start. I think especially in 12 or more team leagues, Josh Downs is in there as a flex at wide receiver. His target share has been pretty good. And then if you get injury problems in bye week stuff, Gardner Minshew we talked about. And I would definitely trench at Colts defense as well. Put them out there. And that's it on the Indy side of the ball. On to the Cincinnati. Jamar Chase, Joe Mixon. And that's it. Those are the only ones I'm confidently starting. I'm not putting T. Higgins in my lineup this week. Not yet. And I'm not ready for Jake Browning either. Indy's actually been pretty good against quarterbacks. So that's it for this game. Not a ton of starts, but the ones that are in there, you know, the matchups are favorable. So you got some boom potential.
When I was prepping for this game, which was yesterday, Indianapolis was favored by 1.5, and Indy was favored only on FanDuel's book. That's it. Out of all the big books in Vegas, they have since changed that. So they went from Indy at 1.5 to now Cincinnati favored by 1.5. Rain in the forecast. I will get Jacksonville and Cleveland. Well, Trevor Lawrence still says questionable. Let's just assume with a high ankle sprain, he is not going to be playing. Hey, nice job, Jaguars, not bringing out a cart for Trevor Lawrence. Time's tough there, Shad Khan. Well, anyways, C.J. Beathard, or as Jack calls him, Beathard, going to be probably getting the start. That changes a few things. We've got Travis Etienne. He's a start for sure, and you should be rostering D'Ernest Johnson. I'm just telling you, especially if you're an Etienne manager. Calvin Ridley, sure, why not? Flex play this week. Christian Kirk, well, we talked about him earlier. He's not going to be playing this week. And maybe some Evan Ingram, because we know how these backup quarterbacks a lot of times lean on their tight end. And then that takes us over to yet another backup quarterback. Not even a backup, but a backup to the backup. And that is Joe Flacco starting for Cleveland this week. So, desperation play, deep league, two quarterback league, throw him out there for sure. Jerome Ford is a start. Amari Cooper, probably not going to play. I love Elijah Moore in the flex this time, this week only probably. And David Njoku, I like him in all formats. Rain likely, Cleveland favored by 3 and an over-under of 30.5 points. Oh, yeah. Jack, Carolina, New Orleans.
Well, John, they couldn't bring a card out because I don't know if you heard, but Amit Patel, one of the Jacksonville Jaguars employees, committed wire fraud and stole over $22 yeah. million from the company.
Yes,
so
he did.
They probably couldn't afford a card. So thanks a lot, Amit Patel. Come on, man. All right, so Carolina at New Orleans. Here we go. Last NFC South divisional matchup. Adam Thielen, PPR machine. I've got him in as a WR2. Bryce Young on the bench. Chuba Hubbard. He's had some signs of flash. If you've got a problem with running backs, you want to put him in as an RB2, go ahead. We talked about Jarius Mingo and waiver wire and Daly. He is starting to pick it up a little bit, but that New Orleans defense is pretty darn stingy, and I don't see him having a big game this week unless, and we'll flip over here to the Carolina or to the New Orleans side of the ball, unless your boy Jameis Winston starts, in which case, based on turnovers, the Carolina Panthers may find themselves in favorable field position multiple times. So Chuba Hubbard could get some 1 yard looks. Alvin Kamara, he's a must start RB1. The guy missed three games and is still the fourth ranked RB in fantasy. Unbelievable. Chris Olave, he's in there in my lineups as a WR1, WR2, but he's getting the looks. Last time they faced Carolina, he got 11 targets. Winston, I'm keeping him on the bench. Taysom Hill, I'm keeping him on the bench, and it's because it's playoffs. It's too risky. Saints defense is in the trenches, and that's it. No tight ends, no other stuff. I think New Orleans will probably win this game, but, man, I'd love Carolina to pull off an upset.
New Orleans favored by 5.5 points. Lyle, Houston and the Jets.
Yeah, lots of fantasy gold with the Houston Texans, starting with C.J. Stroud. I know it's a tough matchup with the Jets, but I have a hard time buying that they'll be 12 better than C.J. this week. Put him in the trenches. Same with Nico Collins. He's a safe wide receiver, too. And I'm definitely playing the Houston defense just because the quarterback roulette continues with the Jets. So get the Houston D in your lineup. Noah Brown is where I get questionable on things. He had no catches and two targets. With Tank Dell out now, I could see him being a flex option this week. Dalton Schultz is tight end 10 overall, but he's questionable with a hamstring. So you're going to have to, if you're in a tight end mandatory league, you're going to have to make sure you check Sunday morning if he's in the lineup. If he is, you play him. If he's not, you could be desperate enough like I am to play Brevin Jordan in the Loon League. And then as far as the running backs, Damian Pierce has now out-touched Devin Singletary this last week. It makes that situation pretty murky. I'd play Pierce over Singletary, but ideally you keep both those guys on your bench. And as for the Jets, it's pretty simple here. Their quarterback situation is horrible. Breece Hall gets 2 yards per carry and yet somehow produces decent fantasy lines because he gets 5 catches every week. So I think you can pencil him in as a flex. And then Garrett Wilson, probably a low-end wide receiver 2 or a high-end wide receiver 3. And that's it. I don't even know if I'd play the Jets defense this week, which has been top 5 overall this year.
Rain will be happening in New York for this matchup, and Houston is favored by 3.5. Kicking off the late afternoon games, Justin, the Vikings and the Raiders.
All right, well, start with the home team for us, but the visiting team for this game, Minnesota Vikings. Justin Jefferson's in your lineup, even in his first game back. In which case, I'm okay rolling Josh Dobbs out there this week as well. Remember, he's been playing all these games without Justin Jefferson, which, the talent aside, he is also the focal point of the entire offense. The whole offense and the playbook all kind of runs off of him. TJ Hockenson is in the trenches, and I don't mind Madison in a flex. And I'm going to hold off there. I mean, I like Addison, but we're not sure how the targets are going to shake out with JJ coming back. You know, he's likely number 3 option, but I could see there being a group 3 option of Addison, Osborne, and Brandon Powell, who's played really well as of late. So I'm staying away from that. And I will trench that Vikings defense as well. On to the Vegas side of the ball. Josh Jacobs, Davante Adams. What's our next game, John?
Okay, Minnesota favored by 3. Yeah, it's pretty rough over there in Vegas. I got Seattle versus San Francisco. Well, it's going to be a shootout because San Francisco's involved. No rain in the forecast. There's a spoiler for you. So, but I'm not ready. Oh, man, I hope you got a better option than Geno Smith against that San Francisco defense. It's a little scary. Same thing with the running back situation in Seattle. Walker's hurt. Charbonnet's hurt. We don't know what's going on there, and we won't know until 3 o'clock. So if you're a Charbonnet manager and you got Walker, or you're looking for DJ Dallas in the end, just keep an eye on those reports. Start Metcalf, start Lockett. I like Lockett better than Metcalf this week. And maybe even something deep to JSN as a flex. And that's about it for Seattle. Over to San Francisco, just start them all. You know the drill if you've got any of these guys. You're starting Purdy, you're starting McCaffrey, Debo, Ayuk, Kittle, and just start him with confidence and start that defense as well. San Francisco is favored by 10.5 points. Buffalo, the best
team that's not going to make the playoffs in the last 20 years, the Buffalo Bills, taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, Jack.
Yeah, so listen, I'm prepared for the ridicule, but you're all going to have to listen to my breakdown, all right? I'm going to start with Kansas City. Kelce, Pacheco, and Rashee Rice, I'm putting them in the lineups as either ones or maybe with Rice as a number two at his position. Pacheco's been getting a lot of check down throws in PPR leagues. That's huge. I'm going to tell you right now, Josh Dobbs, Russell Wilson, maybe Jordan Love, these guys are going to have more fantasy, Justin Fields, they're going to have more fantasy points for you this week than Patrick Mahomes. This is a week where you have to take off the shiny glasses, take off the beer goggles, and realize that Patrick Mahomes is going against a top five defense, and they may light him up, and he may score you 12 points as you're fighting for your fantasy playoffs. Don't be afraid to start if I said start Sam Howell over Mahomes, you'd think I was crazy, but Sam Howell's had a much better year. So just take a look at your roster and don't just fall in love with a 19-point projection because Mahomes has failed to hit 19 points several times this year against worse defenses. All right, so you heard it here. Not saying bench him. I'm saying take a look at your roster and see if you got something else to guarantee you some better points. Buffalo side of the ball, they're all in there. Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Cook as an RB2, Davis as a WR2-3, maybe a sexy flexy. I like Kincaid still this week. Knox coming off of IR, but they haven't really removed the tag from him, so let's roll with Kincaid. He's been having a great year. And that Bills defense is a safe play against Kansas City. Don't let Kansas scare you. These are not your granddaddy's Chiefs, right, John? I mean, it's just not the same team the last few weeks.
Kansas City, though, is favored by 1.5 at home, over under 48.5, which is the highest total on the main slate. Lyle.
Take the under, take the road dogs for sure.
Yeah. All right, next up, I've got Denver taking on the Chargers. Jack is high on Russell Wilson this week, sure. And it's because the Chargers defense is awful. I do like some Javonte Williams. I think he's a running back, too, certainly a flexed. And Cortland Sutton, the number one there for sure. Jerry Jeudy, happy trails after this year. I got to think. I don't know what his contract status is. But So you got three starts there in Denver. And probably, not the Denver defense. Anyway, I talked about the Chargers defense a little bit against Denver because it's a home game. And they did put up some points last week and looked like they were okay. I didn't want to start with the defense, but I think you can throw them out this week. I like Herbert. What is up with Austin Eckler? Man, he looks like he's running in wet mud. But he's got to start him. And Keenan Allen is probably the receiver play of the week, even though he's going to draw Patrick Surtain. Keenan Allen is one of those matchup-proof guys, and that's as far as it goes for me. If you are desperate, and it is a tight end only type of situation, maybe some Gerald Everett, but that's it. The Chargers are favored by 2.5 at home. Then to you, Lyle, Sunday Night Football, Philadelphia and Dallas.
Yeah, lots of fantasy starts here, starting with almost all obvious plays here, to be honest. Jalen Hurts at quarterback, A.J. Brown, who's a clear wide receiver one, and then Devonta Smith, who has had double-digit fantasy weeks the last five. He's kind of dug out of a kind of an early hole for fantasy owners. He's clearly a wide receiver two now. DeAndre Swift's a little banged up. I don't think he's on the injury report, but he took a big hit in that game last week and only had 6 carries against the Niners. I think he bounces back and you can plug him in as an RB2. Certainly don't want to bench him now. And Dallas Goedert makes his return. A little scary to put him right back into your lineup, but I think you do if you're in a tight end mandatory league. I think he's a top 12 option for you, so get him in the trenches. I probably won't play Kenneth Gainwell or the other receiving options for the Eagles. As for Dallas, Dak is quietly put together quarterback 3 numbers. You're playing him. CeeDee Lamb is also wide receiver number 3, so he's in the trenches. I like Brandon Cooks, 5 touchdowns the last 7 games, and he's been pretty efficient. When they do throw him the ball, he does catch it, so I like him as a flex. Tony Pollard's probably dropped down to an RB2. I know he's had a little bit better production the last week or two, so keep him in the trenches. And Jake Ferguson's a top 10 tight end, so I think you have to play him each and every week. And I think we were talking off air, this Dallas D, when they've had good competition, they have not been as good. So I think they are definitely on my bench this week.
Dallas favored by 3.5. Well, there's 2 Monday Night Football games, and we're going to have to do them on Fantasy Football Foursome XL. Head over to the app or our website, 941theloon.com, where you can hear the 5th
segment of the Fantasy Football Foursome. We'll talk about those remaining games. We want to thank our sponsors, West Central Trophies, ACC Midwest Transportation, Ruff's Wings and Sports Bar, and the United States Marine Corps. Thanks also to our producer, Nate Thomas, and tell you that if you have any questions for us, again, go to that Central Tire and Auto Loon text line, 320-235-9094. If you missed any part of today's show, it's 941theloon.com. Head over to the app for Lyle Dickman, Justin Havemeyer, and Jack Culbertson. I'm John Jennings. We'll see you on the other side.